headlines of this hour from Mesilla Valley News. Here is Cynthia Mendoza.
The New Mexico State football team made history last night. With more, here's Sam Bradley.
The clock ran to zero, and New Mexico State and Utah State were tied at 20. NMSU won the coin toss for overtime, which meant Utah State had to try to score first. Utah State kicker Dominic Eberle had been virtually automatic on field goals all season, missing only one. Against NMSU Friday night, however, he had already missed three. When NMSU's defense held at the 11-yard line, Eberle ran on to attempt an easy 29-yard field goal. The misses must have been in his head. He bounced the kick off the right upright, leaving NMSU needing only a field goal to win the game. In the first play of overtime, Aggie quarterback Tyler Rogers scrambled for a 4-yard keeper to bring up second and six. From the 21-yard line, Rogers took the snap out of the shotgun and handed the ball to Larry Rose III one last time. Rose headed left through a hole created by the tackle, turned back to his right, and outran the linebacker into the end zone. The touchdown won the game 26-20 and sparked a frenzy of Aggie fans rushing the field. For a video of the on-field celebration and post-game news conference with Rose and head coach Doug Martin, visit the Mesilla Valley News Facebook page. For Mesilla Valley News, I'm Sam Bradley.